again, this is Kay with Cafe, and we are here with Angela DeRay with another podcast, Conversations with NUSD podcast. This topic, we are talking about love listening, more than just hearing words. This is just about understanding emotions and underlying concerns, ensuring family members feel genuinely heard. Thank you, Angela. And of course, if I did not mention, Angela DeRay is a family coach with Delta Prevention. You can find more information about the organization on deltaprevention.org. So, Angela, let's talk about love listening.
This is a good one. This is, you know, when we talk about communication and we talk about how do we communicate as a family, this is a way of ensuring that your family members feel loved, but also feel understood. Now, we say love listening. I'll spell it. It's actually L-U-V, love listening. And the goal here is to make sure that we avoid the kind of conflict that really can wreak havoc in our families. But then even if we are in that type of conflict, we can use this particular skill to help us reset, to get back to some peace at home, and to make sure that everybody is really on the same page. So the first thing is that we're going to talk about the listen in love listening. So L is listen, and half of the conversation is listening. The problem is that we don't always think about how to listen. What is going through my mind, and I'm sure is going through some of your minds, not all of you, some of you are thinking, gosh, I do this really well. But what sometimes goes through my mind is, oh, they're really angry at me. I have to think about all of my response to them. But really, that kind of deep L listen is all about not thinking about what we're going to say back to them, but really considering what they're saying. And you may think, well, that's going to take me some time. Yeah, probably a few minutes. But I promise you, the few minutes that you're going to spend really doing this deeper work is going to help you over time so that you're having less problems later on. So put away your phones, really focus on them, put your eyes on their eyes, and listen in that really deep way. Don't think about what we're going to say back, but try and understand their feelings. Let them know that you're listening and paying attention to them. Here are a couple of skills to think about. I mentioned looking at them, but also when they speak, consider what they're saying. Consider the words. Think about how they might be feeling in that moment. There's this great trick that we use. You can use it. You can actually make one. We've made it with an old paint stir stick. And what we wrote on it are just a few things that say that we call it the listening stick. And this is something that you can use. Lots of folks use talking sticks. The person with the stick gets to talk. A listening stick, what we write on that listening stick is, what is my job as a listener? And my job is to nod my head. And so basically what that means is, to look them in the eye, to nod or say, to let them know that I'm listening. The other thing is to give them my full attention. The third one is do not interrupt when they're talking. The fourth one is to repeat what they've said, not parroting it back, not saying exactly what they said, but changing it enough to indicate to them that you understand what they said, so that the person with that stick, when you're holding that stick, it just reminds you, I got a job here, and that's listening. The second one, this is where it gets really interesting, because listening is not the same as understanding. You gain understanding by doing things like asking questions. Are there questions that you could ask here to help you understand more what they're trying to say? By not interrupting, by not making judgments, by not telling yourself, oh, they always say this, or jumping to those conclusions or getting offended. You don't want to be offended. And the reason why you don't want to be offended, and this is really interesting in the science, one of the things that happens when we get really angry is we lose our ability. And this is true scientifically, physiologically. If you get so angry, you know, we used to say, you get so angry that you see red. Well, what that means is we have lost that connection, that neuronal connection that will give us the ability to speak from a loving, kind place, because we are on the defense. So if you're in this love listening moment and you think, oh, what they just said just really hurt me, I cannot get past that, go for a walk. And it's going to take 30 minutes. I mean, absolutely 30 minutes. Go for a walk, go do some laundry, go write in a journal, punch a pillow, whatever you got to do to like breathe. Okay. Sing a song, whatever you got to do to bring it down a notch. Do not answer in that moment. But then when you do, ask them, make sure that you're saying to them, this is what I heard you say. So again, let's go back, listen, understand. And then the third one is to validate. Now, parenting adults, you're saying, okay, but sometimes they're wrong, and they are wrong. Sometimes we're wrong too, but sometimes they're wrong. You're not validating that you agree with their point of view. What you're validating is you're telling the other person, I understand your feelings. I see your point of view. Doesn't mean I'm always going to agree, but I see your point of view. If they're talking about a problem, you can also validate by saying something like, well, I have confidence in you here that you can find a solution. Now this is really important. My husband and I have this joke where I'll tell him a story and he'll say, are you looking for an answer? Are you looking just to tell me the problem? And sometimes I'm looking just to tell him the problem. And so rather than think of solutions, first, validate that the other person can come up with their own solution. Now, if they want your help and they say, no, I need help, then help. But if they don't, what they're asking for is they just want you to hear it. So you can say things like, I see why you feel that way, or I see what you mean, or I understand, thanks for sharing. Or you could even say something like, I feel differently about that, but I do see your point there. So you want to, I know this might be hard, families. Sometimes as parents, our job is to parent. And so we want to like, ooh, we just want to pour everything into our kids. But sometimes connection is not about pouring. It's about taking a moment and stepping back. So again, listen, understand, and validate. I'm going to tell you about a very last thing that you can use. And this is called a problem pass. Now, this is a tough one, parenting adults. Listen, this is literally a pass. You actually write it on a piece of paper. You write, this is your problem pass. And this is a promise to them that if they hand you this paper, they can tell you anything they need to, and you're not going to get angry and yell at them. You don't want them to be afraid to talk to you. So does that mean that we're not going to feel some things? Oh, we're going to feel some things. But this parent pass can help. And that will give them the bravery to talk to you about some hard things. Okay. So you could try that, and you could tell them, you just communicate this. I'm going to give you this problem pass. I know there are things that you need to tell me, but you're afraid I'm going to get angry. I'm going to take a deep breath, and we're going to work through it together, no matter the problem. So hopefully all those things together will get you to a little bit closer to some really good family communication.
That was so good. Thank you so much, Angela. And this has been another Conversations with NUSD podcast. I'm Kay with Cafe. Angela DeRay was giving us some advice, and she is with Delta Prevention. And if you want more information, go to deltaprevention.org. All right. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye, friends.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.